Yo, 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 what's goody? It's Bear in the building. Welcome to another episode of Queen Talk. Thank you guys for tuning in. For those of you that watch on YouTube, you actually see me. You see things look a little different today, don't they? Look a little different. Start by saying that today's special guest is me. I am today's special guest. I am very excited about that because, like I said, as you can see, we are fully remote now. We got remote. Grab your remote because we're remote. We are now able to go globally. Globally. Anybody can be a part of Queen Talk no matter where you are because we had this special person sponsor us. Queen Talk got sponsored, you guys. Not sponsored, but we got a good donation. Good donation. All this equipment that we got was donated from a very generous person named Peter. Peter has no social media, so I cannot tag him in anything, but just know a guy named Peter got all this good stuff for me to be able to actually go remote now so I can talk to anybody. So just know I need you. If you're interested, we are now remote. This week's episode, I just want to sit and reflect on some of the guests that we've had in the past on Queen Talk. And I just wanted to sit and just thank everybody for tuning in every week. If you've been staying connected thus far, I just like really appreciate it. The stories I've been hearing, the feedback I've been getting, it's all been great. As you can see, people are believing in this, like getting things donated and people providing me stuff and all the insight that I've been getting. And it's just been amazing. Like all around, I'm just excited that this platform is like spreading, the word of mouth is getting out there, and we're going to continue to grow and continue to get bigger. It's all about consistency, consistency, consistency. And we are going to keep pushing this out there. Keep making it more known and aware so that we can change some people's lives, you guys. I want to thank everybody again, just everyone that has been a part of this already. Just all the guests that have been on here being vulnerable. The reason I started Queen Talk was because I personally felt disconnected with the queer community, especially with those of color. So if you've been listening previously, you know that I grew up in El Dorado, Kansas. So, and I actually took the time to look at the demographics of El Dorado, Kansas. And back in 2022, what the demographics was, is about 13,000 people living in El Dorado right now. 88.6 of them being white, 5.9% being two or more races, 4.5 being Hispanic, 1.5 being Asian alone, 1.5% Black or African American, and 1.2% American Indian. Now, that 1.5 is probably half of my family in that town. Like, I got a lot of family. And I wanted to give you guys the statistics to show, like, I wasn't raised around representation, right? Like 88% of the population was white, only 1.5 being Black. And the population of queer is probably 0.5 of that, at least it's out. So I wanted my platform to show that representation that others may need, that I need personally to help them on their journey in life. So that is why I wanted to do Queen Talk, and I appreciate the guests that I've already had. Again, I want to thank you guys for coming onto my platform, being vulnerable, brave, and having that courage to share your story with me and with everybody, because this is out there for the world. Anybody can see this. So a lot of these guests have stated that this was their first time telling their story. So it's a way for building connections. I feel like storytelling is a great way to build connection and understanding so that you can understand someone without judging them, right? When we speak about our actual experiences of what actually happened to me, who are you to tell me that that isn't true when in fact it happened to me personally? So I feel like that is why I wanted to create this platform, so that maybe just others will listen and hear stories and fix their judgment on others, because, you know, we all have these biases that we may have, but it's judgment from what we do not know. So, and speaking of judgment of what we don't know, like the guests that I've had on here, like talking with Drika, aka D, the licensed clinical social worker, we were just discussing the judgment that we get being people who look like us, just like a Black female who looks like masculine, but automatically we get judged for what we look like. I have a story where, excuse me, I have a story that pertains to me. Like, I was helping a friend move from this person's house, and it was a Black man, and I'm helping move stuff that was sold to my friend, and later find out that the Black man was like, yeah, she had this lesbian thug with her helping come and move. And talking about me, like, I'm the lesbian thug, and I'm not a lesbian thug. I'm a lesbian, but I ain't no thug. Like, and this was from a Black man, and we talk about it in the podcast with Drika, just like the stuff we get from Black men. Like, this isn't from a white man. Like, it does, of course, come from them too, but like, this is coming from a Black man who is looking at me thinking I'm this person of a stereotype just by seeing me helping move something. Like, I did nothing for him to think this is a lesbian thug, but for some reason, that's what he portrayed me to be. So it's like we get these judgments, and we were talking about that, just these judgments that come with being a part of the community that we get from both sides. And it's so, this is what it's for, just a learning and understanding, like, that's not who we are. If you see a Black lesbian come in that looks like me, we're not lesbian thugs. We're not lesbian thugs. We're just human. And in Aaliyah's podcast, we're talking with Aaliyah. When we come out, it's just like, we're the same person. Why do you instantly feel the need to judge someone who is a part of the queer community just because they come out? When nothing changed, like, why in your heart did it change or may change about someone who tells you that they're a part of the community? Like, what makes you like, okay, yeah, we ain't really feeling that no more. Like, there's no reason for it, to be honest. Like Aaliyah said in the podcast, we're the same person. So you're just gonna have to check out these stories. And they're all really good. Like, I don't have one bad guest on my show. I won't ever have one bad guest on the show. I feel like everybody's story, you can find something and learn from it. Like, that is what Queen Talk's about. Like, Hector's, for example, like, and me, I'm learning things. Like, Hector's, we discussed allowing space for people when we do come out. So as I'm saying, like, we haven't changed. There's nothing different about us. Our parents, for example, may have to grieve something when we come out, because they expect something of us that we're not. So that's something that we talked about in Hector's, just like giving them that space. And two, we had to have our own space for ourselves to like come out. Not every one of us just like came out instantly. So like, we had to have time to process it ourselves and be okay with who we are to finally say it. So just giving them that grace on letting them in and talking with Justice, another podcast guest I had come on here, the grace that had to be given to them because they have a child with a Black woman. So dealing with the mother of their child and allowing that mother to space and grace to understand what this is going to be like, how better understanding of how the dynamic is going to be parenting their child and giving grace. But I feel like we talk about in one of my podcasts also, just like the transphobia going on that could be happening within the community. And it's just not on the for only straight people. It's for everybody, like even part of the queer community, just having those biases and that judgment and hatred within even the community. Like it's not just a one size fits all for everybody's story. And yeah, you get to know me a little bit better throughout this podcast. I show a little bit of my side too. I've had my friends come on, Deontay, who we spoke about just like the important part that he had in my journey of coming out and just allowing me to be me and accepting me for being that lesbian. And we also talked about the importance of having friends that show support the way they need the support, not the way that you think that you need the support. Because he did out me. So we talk about that and just like getting outed and what that feels like, and just having those conversations. So if you're dealing with it, I know I've had friends calling in and letting me know like this has helped them in different ways, and they've had conversations with their kids about what their kid may be able to do, because if one of their friends may be identifying in the community, so righting their wrongs in a sense of like what they may have did wrong to one of their friends, they're like trying to help their kids navigate that and teaching their kids love and kindness, which is something that is needed. I feel like there's a lot of hatred already that goes on. So this platform, I wanted to just create a space that shows understanding for individuals that you do not understand, that you're already judging. And besides my friends, like I've had my families come on, my family members, my cousin Tyrone, he came on here and talking about friends, but like his friends kept asking him. Well, that's not how he wanted to be approached. So finding ways, like if you're a straight ally and you're wondering or think that maybe someone may be a part of the community, but they're scared to come out, what ways are you showing that you can be a comfort to come to, right? Like, are you having conversations on the side, or do you say remarks and stuff that you don't seem like a safe person to come to with that information? And if you feel like you're so close, why are they not coming to you with that information? And it may be just because they're not ready, but it also could be because you aren't as a safe person as you may think you are. So it's just like looking inside of who you actually are, and are you helping? When you're listening to Queen Talk, like my hope of it is that you get a better understanding of individuals that may not look like you, but also a connection could be made from someone you see who relates to you, relates to a story that you may have in your life, maybe going on, like an aha moment for you, like for someone personally that you're dealing with. So if you haven't done so already, please check out these episodes that I've been referring to. Like I said, everybody's story has been unique and different, and that's what I'm going to continue to do on here on Queen Talk. And I understand personally, like, just how difficult it may be to tell the ones around you that you are a part of the community. So my hope is that one day it won't be, of course, like that this will be normalized, and one day we will all accept everyone for who they are and love and not spew hate, right? That's the goal for this. But I feel like this right now, what I can do is we can educate. This can be an educating platform for people, even myself. on things that I do not understand. I feel like a lot of me, like I said, I'm from El Dorado, like if you've heard in previous podcasts, like a small town. So I've had these small-minded opinions of myself. So it's not just you, or, but it's a lot of people that could use help and understanding of people and their world to get a better understanding, to not judge. And I feel like if you are, like, I feel like there's so much hatred, right? And I feel like you really got to ask yourself, why do you hate someone you don't even know? Like, you don't even know that person. You have no idea who that individual is, but you already hate them based off their identity. And for those of you that are saying like, oh, I don't hate them, I just don't want that you to bring that around me, you are the problem too. Like, you're still hating on them, just in a different way. You are disgusted literally by their identity that bad that you don't want them to be around you. So I would tell you to just look deeper within and what makes you hate them so much. How did you learn that behavior? Why do you have, like, why is that a behavior of yours that you feel the need to hate someone? Like, where did that hatred come from? And why is that so? Like, that's learned? Is it embedded? Is that really how you feel? Do you have that one token person that you're like, oh, I'm not so this? Like, but how do you treat that one person that you're around? Do they really feel safe when they're around you? And I feel like that is why I started this podcast as well. Because I was living in that small town for so long, like I said, and I just had these bias embedded negative thoughts about people without even knowing it, without even like realizing it. And I used to volunteer for GLSEN Kansas. GLSEN is a bigger organization that helps K-12 kids in schools. So I worked with the GLSEN Kansas division for Kansas. And I was on this panel, and this young Black girl asked me, how do I deal with the racism being Black and queer? And I told this little young girl, I don't deal with any racism as a Black queer woman. And this was when I was first entered the space. Like, and then, like, I literally sat with that and I was like, that's not the case. That's not the case. I lied to this girl. And she probably went home thinking like, dang, how does she not dealing with racism? But I deal with it every day. But I literally, I've dealt with it. Like, I have dealt with it, and I just didn't realize it because I had been around it for so long. I was used to it. I was used to all the microaggressions that were thrown my way without saying anything, that it wasn't something that I thought was bad, because I was just like, brushed it off. Like, oh, that's all good. Although, like, I had been called the N-word multiple times growing up in El Dorado at like different parties and stuff that I would go to. So it wasn't like I didn't get the racism side of things, because I definitely did. But I don't know why I answered her in that moment of just like, no, that's not my story, when in fact it has been. Like, but getting out of it and seeing it from the outside in, and I'm just like, like, that's wild. Like, I was brainwashed, really, really brainwashed. Like, get out, brainwashed. You know what I mean? Like, that's why Queen Talk, I just wanted this space for the representation. I've had a friend of mine was like, representation, and it's hard to say a friend of mine, but like, doesn't matter, right? And someone who's had representation around them without even just like when you already have it around you so much, you would think that way. Representation doesn't matter. You see it without even like realizing it, but representation matters. And the fact that they're taking DEI out of spaces and making it into this mockery of like did not earn or just a cheat code for people of color to make it in the business corporate world or up and higher in the ladder when in fact they've earned it is wild. And I feel like this is why representation matters. Like we're going backwards and there needs to be a platform that is going forward and continues to show representation, show love, kindness, and build up one another. I feel like this community, the queer community, also just like can tear each other down. And I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the building aspect of it and having people come together, creating spaces for all of us to come together at some point. You know, I like this Queen Talk, this mission is, it's needed. It's dear to me. And I love talking to everybody that I've talked to. And now I can finally just, I'm not scared anymore to open up. You know, I feel like me doing this, I'm being vulnerable within myself, just opening up and talking to this camera like I'm talking to myself. Really, I'm over here sitting here talking to myself. But the message that I am trying to get out there is bigger than me. And it's I'm just like Queen Talk. I just like hope you guys continue to just love it and learn. Every story that has come on here matters. And I'm trying to get as many people as possible. We are now remote. We're a remote. And that's exciting too. Like I said, people are believing in this. They're believing in me. And that means a lot to me that they see this too and they see that it is needed. So if you're interested in telling your story, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I am not that lesbian thug that you may think I am. I am always looking for guests. This is a safe space, and I want to get as many stories out there as possible. The more stories that I get, the more relatable it may be to more guests and help them on their journey. And I just want to thank you guys for continuing to stay tuned in and learn and grow and finding ways to educate yourself if that's what you're doing by watching this podcast. And yeah, man, like I said again, I just thank you guys so much and continue. This is a weekly thing, whether it's me talking to the camera or having guests on here. So please just continue to, yeah, support me and what I do, you guys. So family, friends, strangers, love. Be nice.